joins us now. Tenakwe Shania.
Oh, kia ora.
Kia ora, Shania. Have I got your name? Am I pronouncing your first name correctly, Shania?
Shamia. Shamia.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, Shamia.
Shamia. Kia ora. Yeah. Well, nice to have you on our show this evening. I was just reading on Stuff. You guys were served with notice to leave Shelley Bay by the 15th of November. That's come and gone, and you're still there. Good on you. Hey.
Thank you. Yeah, we were given some letters from the some of the individuals in the iwi, the post settlement governance entity, which is Port Nicholson Block, and they weren't actually, they had no legal or any other basis to evict us, so we just carried on as we were.
Yeah, kia ora.
Yeah,
Shamia, tell us a little bit. You know, tell us about the background to this. Kaupapa, you've been occupying there for a year, and I can't believe how quickly that's gone. You know, you're now into your second year, because, you know, that's the way it's heading right now. But tell us what kind of brought this all about.
Well, it's a bit of a convoluted story, but it was essentially it's about, it's about our whenua. And it's about rangatiratanga. That's the overall kaupapa. So kia mau ki te whenua is our slogan. That's our kaupapa. And what happened was we went through the settlement process and we're negotiating in 2007-2008. And at that time, the defence property on Motu Kairangi at Shelley Bay, Marukaikaru, came up. The Defence Force hadn't been using it for a while.
Yes.
So we were in negotiations for settlement and said we'd like that back. And it's we put it in under cultural redress and, you know, because we've got sites of significance and not just us but other iwi as well in the area. So the Crown basically said, pal, that'll take, you know, it's worth too much. We can't give it back to you under cultural. So we said, well, look, hey, it's really important we get it back. We'll buy it back. So we went to, you know, into negotiations. The Crown said, I think it was 25 mil we could buy it back for, and we negotiated down to 13.3, I think it was, or 6, one of those two. And we got it back. We bought it back with our settlement money. And, you know, as our pākehi did, we had a plan for our whenua here, and we were also looking, part of that plan was to get properties, ground properties through RFR as they came up around the around Motu Kairangi. So we were, you know, it was a significant thing for our iwi and our whānau getting the whenua back, and then roll on a few years and some individuals in the trust, the settlement trust, decided that they would wanted to sell it. They wanted to sell it to Ian Castle, the developer. We went to, it was a major transaction. So we had a clause in our trust deed that we needed 75% agreement from iwi members to sell. And I went with a vote, and let me say that our papers arrived in our mailbox on the 23rd of December, which was a couple of days before Christmas, and, you know, everybody was heading off. And the trust shut, of course, over Christmas for a month. And these voting papers arrived, and some of us read them because we haven't got lives and we're home to get them.
Yes.
And, we realised what was happening and kind of started trying to ask questions, but the trust was unavailable. So it went to the vote, and I think the vote was about 50-50. So they didn't reach the required 75. So the iwi said no sale. No, Carl, we're, you know, keeping our land. And then probably take up our whole 10 minutes, Kari. And then what happened after that was that the trust, to get around the clause, broke up the whenua into four parcels and sold three of those parcels to the developer for $2 million. And then I think about a year later, sold the fourth parcel for $10 million, so $12 million all up. Yeah, and it was, you know, which is less than we bought it for. And it was valued in 2016 at $23
million. Yeah.
That was after the, you know, the crash.
For sure.
The globe. Yeah, so.
I mean, it's a prime piece of real estate, really, when you think about it. I mean, it's not, you know, it's right on the bay there. It's, you know, no wonder that developers want it.
But, oh, of course.
But I can't believe they kind of sold it out like that, you know, and I guess that's what your occupation is about, eh, is trying to take that back. Because it sounds like you've exhausted everything else, every other avenue.
Well, the thing is, the whenua here is kind of broken up. The council own, you know, the front of the whenua. And so it made it a bit complicated. And of course, you know, they didn't want to sell to iwi back in, when we got it in 2009. They decided, you know, they would sell and lease to the developer. To a private developer, so that was the catalyst for the occupation happening. But I do have to say that we've been exploring legal avenues. So we say that sale was not valid.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Was not valid in Māori or English law. So that's the position we're maintaining, and we are trying to protect the whenua from development and. You know, further losses to our people, while that case goes ahead and we look at, you know, things like the legislation that allowed this to happen.
Yes.
You know, particularly the legislation and the Local Government Act both, you know, contributed to this grievance happening again.
And so going forward, Shamir, is you know, what do you expect going forward? As I said, you're, you know, the second year into your occupation. What do you guys want to gain from that?
Well, we just want a fair go. That's all we're really asking for. You know, this is about all our people. It's about the community. The community's against this. You know, it's just there's just so many people and so many things that are saying this shouldn't be happening like this.
Yes.
You know, not anti-development. It just needs to be the right development and for the right reasons. And our people, you know, have a history of doing, you know, we take care of our whenua, we take care of our te tai ao, we take care of our communities, So that holistic picture needs to come into any development that we should be able to do here for our people. Yeah.
And are you still on the whenua?
We are.
Oh, good.
We are.
Good
to However, hear that. Yes, we had a bit of a busy day today.
Yes.
Not sure if you saw.
I saw, as I was leaving my home out west to come over here out to Ngā Whare Wāti, I kind of caught it on the news before I left, but I didn't catch the full story. Yeah, so yeah, you were. So it was good to actually have a bit of a catch up with you to see where you guys are all at and whether you have been taken, you know, taken from that whenua, whether you're still there. So it's good to hear you're still there.
Yeah, no, we're still here, and we, you know, we maintain that we, you know, we're just here to protect the whenua and let those fair processes go forward.
Yes.
We're really disappointed in our whanaunga, the ones who are in the trust, because they haven't engaged how they should. They haven't engaged in dialogue. You know, one conversation happened last night and it was 10 minutes. We come, you know, you guys need to get out.
Yes.
and one, you know, but also the Wellington City Council on Tuesday, I think it was, gave us 24 hours to get off the public lands. And we, you know, it's just a really unreasonable request from them. So they're citing asbestos and health and safety.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, yeah, so, but they are not, they weren't open to managing the safety issues without, you know, blocking off the whole site.
Yeah.
So there was it's an excessive and unreasonable move that they've made. And I don't know if you've seen, but I understand the majority of city councillors have put a motion in to reverse that decision and just have the required 2 metre fencing put around the area, the small area that's got asbestos in it.
I mean, it sounds like they're pulling it, well, everyone's pulling out all the stops, really, aren't they? Look, it's a shame your phone is, because Huck said you only had 10 minutes left on your phone, and that's a bit of a shame, but thank you for the update. I really appreciate that because, you know, you have been there for a while. I can't believe a year has gone past so quickly.
I know.
It's unreal. I remember, you know, watching again on the news when you guys, Mo Whenua first occupied that area, and, you know, it was kind of straight off Ihu Mato, and, you know, so it was sort of, you've come a long way, really, and being able to sort of articulate that to us tonight and give us, you know, you've filled in a lot of gaps for me, and I really appreciate that, and I wish you guys all the best going forward.
Oh, thank you. It has been, it seems like yesterday, but then in some ways in the middle of winter when the tent's blowing over, it seems like a long time. But, you know, we're here for our people, and we're listening to them. You know, we've heard the narrative that it's iwi aren't here, but this is definitely iwi-led. We follow parihakatanga, and we, as in parihaka, we have lots of supporters. But the other thing to remember is that, you know, a lot of the other iwi are from here, and we've always recognised that, and we will continue to do so.
Awesome.
So, yeah. But thank you for calling.
You're welcome, Sharmia. You take care. You guys take care.